Welcome to the Nerdcast.
Hooray!
I was waiting for something special there.
What were you waiting for?
To welcome in.
Just to get back into our Sherlock conversation.
Episode one of season three, the search for season two. We are going to open.
Every time you say that, it makes me think of.
Spaceballs?
No, Leisure Suit Larry. Because it went straight from Leisure Suit Larry 1, what is his name? Leisure Suit Larry in the Land of the Lounge Lizards, to the third one, where he's like goes into this tropical island, and then it would always refer back to Leisure Suit Larry 2, the search for the lost floppies.
Who is perving out on the microphone right now, though, for Leisure Suit Larry? Like, somebody's all
that's like one of the classic,
heavy.
Like,
but somebody's
games.
Heavy onto the microphone while you're talking about it. Like, they're getting really
somebody's breathing.
It's probably me.
Is he mouth breathing over there?
Somebody's getting really excited.
The first,
we've completely derailed, though, where I wanted to open this with a special reading. Of a
really
very powerful song. I was going to read
I'm
going to
get up and leave the room while you do this.
Don't
I'm not going to lie.
Fine, I won't read lyrics.
We can just reference the
from
video.
Kanye West, Bound 2, which the reason it is so popular in this house right now, the 40 most viral videos of the year, I believe it was number 5 or 6, was Seth Rogen and James Franco's frame for frame,
shot for shot.
Yeah. Reinterpretation of Bound 2. Franco sells the Kanye West very well, but yeah, Seth Rogen is a fantastic Kim Kardashian.
He's a scene stealer, that's for sure.
But the lyrics, Tyler, the lyrics are just magical. You don't like them?
I just need whatever's going on now to stop, so we can move on.
Can I read some for you so you can understand
really
where we're coming from?
You were reading them earlier, and I don't want to subject what few listeners we've managed to retain all the way to our sort of pseudo season 3, 2, whatever. I mean, when was the last time we posted
that
episode?
Can I just, in
like,
short,
just
say,
the fact that people have managed to, you know, hang in through all of our ups and downs, our lack of posting, our lack of episodes, and then you open with spoken word Kanye West lyrics. I mean,
Kanye West is multi-platinum, bitch.
Do you think we could get Bill Shatner to read the?
So this was my other proposal.
Bill Shatner to do it. We can put it on a Nerdcast.
This was our other proposal. We were talking about this, and we were saying, okay, some of the new video or audio content should be just various Project Nerd people reading verses of Kanye West lyrics from various songs in kind of like a slam poetry style. Slam poetry style.
I wasn't involved.
No. Nobody here was involved in this conversation.
Adam and I were obviously not there because this would not have gotten past the idea stage.
The conversation then moved to, during our convention tour, at the end of each interview, we should hand a verse on a card to each celebrity for them to sing a verse and then to put all the lyrics together for one magical song at the end.
That sounds pretty.
As long
magical.
As we don't,
I've grabbed Adam's attention.
I mean, I'm sort of on board with that. Depending on the person, and as long as we don't want to ever actually have to interview them again.
Right. There go. There's a chance
because like whatever goodwill or capital we've managed to build up through our, you know, excellently delivered interview will have all been then squandered by making them read Kanye West lyrics.
So, to bring this all around and open us up here, it is season 3, the search for season 2, or season Leisure Larry season 3, I can't even say it. Welcome back to the Nerdcast. For all listeners, we have Adam, Tyler, Aaron playing Plants vs. Zombies over here very quietly.
With a tiara on.
Oh yes, she does have the tiara on.
I'm a princess.
PVC
myself, Iggy,
important.
And then of course we have made it back around to season 1 of Scrubs on Netflix, I'm surprised
super
we've had
good.
Tyler here for what are we all about 4 minutes in? We've had Tyler
no,
here without him quoting anything from the episode.
I keep thinking about it, looking at the screen and being sure not.
Well, that's where that second of hesitation when he didn't tell me no about the Kanye West lyrics. That's because he was paying attention to Scrubs, everybody. So
season 1, episode 2,
And we are here. We as bad as this comes out, we're gonna edit it. We're gonna put it up because really the podcasts we're bringing in are just really kicking our ass right now in terms of content. They're getting content done and. As Tyler has already knocked on us terribly here, we have had a pretty inconsistent recording schedule.
Words
for season
phrases.
2, but that's okay. We can offer up season 2 episodes. We have recordings, and we can just pop them up here and there, and make it that much more entertaining. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Where we give the people everything instead of them having to find it?
Kind of.
That's
okay.
A good scene.
Kind of. So, What's on the slate for topic today? We don't have a...
I don't know. Anyone seen any good movies recently? I went and saw American Hustle.
We did see American Hustle.
Super good.
Super good.
Good see. Christian Bale. Top notch.
Oh, he's solid.
Dude, Amy Adams kills it.
She's pretty good. I felt and
to
I
be
felt...
fair, I had a little
that's
trouble.
The person that you draw out of that movie? Like, oh, Christian Bale in his best role ever. Or...
Okay, first of all, saying that that's Christian Bale's best deal... best role ever.
Well, wait a second. He was just making fun of me for talking just a second ago.
It's a bit of a stretch. Sorry, I'm watching Scrubs.
Or what about...
He's watching Scrubs and trying to make fun of you. It's tough.
It's tough.
I can let that slide. As a fan of Scrubs, I can understand.
It's the voice box thing. Right? I sound like a robot. I mean, to be fair, she, you know, the constant view of her breasts at all times is a little bit distracting, but...
Oh, inner side boob?
Yeah. There's a lot of side boob.
Nothing wrong
inner
with that.
Side boob. A lot of cleavage. I believe
V cleavage.
When we were watching it, I believe the women in the room were talking about how they needed to find ways to show more inner side cleave, so...
All I could say was boobs the whole time.
Boobs.
Beebs.
Jennifer Lawrence was good.
She was good.
A couple times she was a little over the top, but there was some of those scenes, like the microwave scene, so funny.
Yeah, that's true.
And when she's talking to her son, you know, don't ever repeat that.
Science
your
oven?
Father's a six. It
was a science box, wasn't it?
Science box?
Science box. Well, just get a new one.
Just get
a new
science box.
I want the one that, what's his name? What was Jeremy Renner's character's name?
Carmine
gave me. I want the one that Carmine gave me.
So
she was good.
I mean, I guess there's no plot spoilers there, but
I really liked Louis
in the Golden
C.K.
Globes. Oh yes, Louis C.K.
The
ice fishing story.
Like, would you just tell me the end of the ice fishing story?
Oh, so he falls in and he dies, and you realize you need to listen to it.
No, that's not how it ends at all.
This
isn't a teach me a lesson story. This isn't I need your help story. This isn't.
De Niro showing up in his one little cameo.
Really, dude.
It's spoiler. If you've read any review for the movie, almost everyone calls it out.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a secret.
I'm sure he's on IMDb also for it. Like since the days of IMDb, like spoiler of a cameo appearances being spoilers, it's like no more.
But no, I enjoyed the movie a lot. The story was fun. The only thing I would say about it is it probably could have been. It could have been a little bit tighter. There was a couple scenes where I was like, "This is kind of dragging a little bit."
Yeah,
it had a very.
I don't know. David O. Russell continues to impress, though. I mean, The Fighter to a Silver Linings Playbook to this. I mean, he's on a good run.
I mean, I mean, there's not many things he's done that I like.
True, but I mean, he's like
I
in terms
Three
of
Kings.
Award quality.
Yeah,
I love.
See, but I don't think Three Kings is like award quality like these movies are.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. He's on a good run of like he's becoming a consistent. Like,
oh yeah,
he's going to be
most definitely
at the Academy Awards every year.
He's got
so.
Buzz.
We did Friday night. We watched Dallas Buyers Club.
Good.
As much as we're talking about how impressive the acting performances are in American Hustle, blown away. Dallas Buyers Club. Well, Jared Leto, first of all, unbelievable. I laughed so many times on screen just because you just can't click it in your head that's him. And Matthew McConaughey, I know y'all give me crap already for being a fan of his, but this one truly was unbelievable.
We used to make fun of him because when you talk about Matthew McConaughey, you make reference to some of his
Sahara.
Performances.
Sahara is a solid movie.
No,
Penelope Cruz. Just because
recently, specifically,
Sahara, Fool's Gold, and
that's the problem is you reference these movies. If you're going to talk about Matthew McConaughey, specifically the resurgence of Matthew McConaughey, there's three
Lincoln
movies
Lawyer,
you talk about.
Mud.
No,
I mean you can talk about these. Are good ones. Too.
Lincoln Lawyer. No,
Contact's not a resurgence. That's
like 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20. Wow.
It starts with Killer Joe, which is uncomfortable.
So we still haven't seen that.
Fantastic.
I still haven't seen it.
Which was I was not what I expected. I was really surprised. Mm-hmm. And then Dallas Buyers Club.
Well, that
and as anyone
he was pretty solid.
Last
in Lincoln
night
Lawyer.
Was the premiere or tonight?
Oh, the new HBO series,
True Detective.
Yeah, with him and
Woody
Harrelson.
Fantastic.
I saw the trailer.
Fantastic.
Before something random, I think. I was watching a YouTube video, and you know, you get ready to skip the trailer 5 seconds in, and then I start watching that trailer, and I'm like, and the next thing you know, I've watched the whole thing, and I'm like, I need to. This is HBO, Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, really interested. Looked interesting. But anyways, yeah, Dallas Buyers Club, I would put it ahead of American Hustle. I'm actually, and I know not everybody's going to agree with me, this Bob's List is already posted, and both of those movies made his top 10 of the year. But I'm on the debate, I'm with Bob, that as of right now, my number one movie of the year is Gravity. But I'm almost entitled to put Dallas Buyers Club right there with it. I can't decide. I have... I won't say it's on my shelf because it shouldn't be on my shelf, but I have 12 Years a Slave waiting to be viewed, and I need to give that a go before I give my what was the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
But Dallas Buyers Club's really fighting for Gravity right there. I was really impressed, and I think it's just some of those performances, especially Jared Leto. I can't get over. He has got to win some kind of award for this.
Definitely.
Silence. That's how impressive it was.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so
there
I can't.
There was this strange
really
thing where
it.
I really liked Jared Leto's character a lot because it reminds me of someone that we know. The artist that helps out Project Nerd a lot, Marcus Gilbert.
Oh, I'm gonna have Marcus watch that so he can.
Oh my gosh, seriously! Like, if Marcus Gilbert dressed in drag, that would be him.
Oh,
if he dressed in drag.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Marcus Gilbert, so kind of switching topics because it's just going to be a rando episode. We'll come back to movies because we always do, no matter what we're talking about.
Not us.
Convention tour. So we, of course, will be in L.A. next month, but we now have officially on the slate Kansas City, and
woo!
Will be announced by the time this airs, Chicago, C2E2.
Woo!
So Planet Comic Con, C2E2 for everybody there. Of course, Marcus will be with us, and when we go to C2E2, speaking of the other podcast that's now broadcasting on Project Nerd, Who's That Pokepod? That crew will be out there as well, so we should be able to get a joint podcast in with them, and they're pretty stoked to get some artist interviews and things, too, as well on their podcast. And then, of course, we always have our interviews going. Exciting. Tyler's not too excited.
It's going to be fun.
There we go. Adam was cheering.
It's
Tyler
dripping.
Was a little crying.
The enthusiasm dripping from his voice.
There we go. Awesome. Okay, do we want to go back to movies now? Because it seems like we lost Tyler.
No, it's fine. Scrubs is going on. I like this. I've seen episodes of season one. I don't know how many times still.
I think Erin said she wanted to talk about the Muppets tonight.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Any of the episodes we've recorded with Erin and Muppets have not made it to air yet. So nobody knows
how much she hates the Muppets and how much we
there you go.
And how much
crap we give her for it.
How much disdain we have for her because of it.
I don't hate the Muppet.
The fact that two episodes
why
have completely derailed
have
for it.
Why? Funny story, we were up in Michigan and I met my husband's cousin up in Michigan, and he was recently married, and one of the first conversation pieces was something about the Muppets, and I'm like, wait.
That's
wait,
right. We go to visit my family, and the
do?
First thing
and
it's brought up.
She goes, wait a second. Do you not like the Muppets?
Yes.
No, I like them. They're just, and she's like, no, just no.
By the way.
Because she's like every other person on
apparently.
The planet.
Right.
Yeah, so by the way, my cousin's new wife is a friend of mine on Facebook, but she didn't befriend my wife because of that whole Muppets thing.
Yeah, I believe that.
I mean, that seems legit.
Just kidding. They are friends.
I got to be honest with you.
It would be too much paperwork on
I
my end to accomplish
Muppets.
That, so I've kind of just left
them.
It.
I like the Muppets.
I like them.
They're
hello.
Just, no,
so just to give
them.
Her a little tease,
just
because
I
like I said,
them,
the last.
Does that mean I hate them in all of your.
I said just to give it a little tease because the last couple times we recorded and gave you crap for it, it never really made it there. So I thought we'd just bring it up real quick. Just because you. And before we started recording, you asked us not to. So
right. Pretty much, if we're getting ready to put stuff down and you tell us not to do something, we're going to do that.
Yeah, we're putting microphones into our hand and you say, please let's not talk about the Muppets. It's yeah.
That's
like,
dumb.
Don't think of pink elephants, and that's all you can think about is pink elephants. It's time to put on makeup. It's time
boom,
to light the lights.
Boom, 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 boom.
I can
boom,
play that song
boom,
on the piano. I've been
boom,
practicing it a
boom,
lot.
Boom.
Because I
boom.
Love the Muppet song so much.
Elephants on Parade.
So there.
Sorry, you said pink elephants, and made me think of Dumbo. Elephants on Parade.
God, that is creepy. Have you ever gone back and watched that scene? I mean, it kind of creeped me
have
out.
I have two kids. I have two kids in the house. What do you mean have I ever
children.
Gone back and watched that
no,
scene?
No, I'm just saying, that drunken, like, elephants bubbles on
boom,
parade
boom,
nonsense
boom,
is
boom,
terrifying.
Extreme
boom,
racism,
boom,
that's pretty
boom,
scary, too.
Boom,
well,
boom,
I ain't never
boom,
seen
boom,
an elephant fly.
Boom, boom,
you know,
oh
the crows
gosh.
That are blinking blackface. Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
That's horrible.
Elephants on parade.
You know, I saw a lady with a pink elephant tattoo, like, all down her arm when we were in Kansas City last year at Planet Comic Con, and I hope she's there again, because I never got a picture. And she's like the pink elephant that just like ran away. Like, I'll never see her again.
She's the white rabbit, you mean?
For shiz, yo. But
to translate for those that are listening in English,
yes.
For shiz, yo, means you are
out.
Correct.
It just slipped out. I can't help it. It's just the way I be. So, but seriously,
it's because she's been watching that Kanye West
video, right? She's a gangster.
I really want to see that pink elephant statue lady when we're there. When I'm there, I'm gonna be like searching her out.
So I'm excited for some of the announcements at Kansas City. We have almost the entire Next Generation crew, minus Sir Patrick Stewart. But they make up for it by giving you the old captain.
They get Bill Shatner.
They bring in, yeah. They
Bill
bring
Shatner's
in
coming to Kansas City?
Yep.
Sunday, yeah.
You got Shatner with, awesome. What is it? I think there's about 9 people from the Next Generation.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Was Will at Kansas City?
Last year. Yeah, he'll be there again this year.
Okay. Because I know that he was at Denver.
You have Data. Mm-hmm. Data's going to be
there. Brent Spiner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Dorn?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of.
Reading Rainbow?
LeVar Burton.
Yes.
Will
Wheaton's mom.
Beverly Crusher as played by weird name.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I can't remember that one.
Beverly Crusher is...
I would look it up, but I still have the Kanye lyrics saved on my phone browser right now.
Oh.
God, I feel bad. I feel like a failure right now that I can't come up with Beverly Crusher or... Gates. Gates McFadden.
That's it. Yeah.
And then...
For reals, yo.
Deanna Troy
is, that
is
it's for shiz, yo.
For shiz, yo, sorry.
Deanna Troy is Mariana.
I don't think we have. Do we have Deanna Troy?
I don't think.
Oh,
she's
I don't know.
There.
I'm just trying to name all the people.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Chief Miles O'Brien is played by Cole Meany because I love Cole Meany. But well,
here's your full guest crew: LeVar Burton, Michael Dorn, Jonathan Frakes, Gates McFadden, Marina Sirtis, and Brent Spiner, along with Will Wheaton and William Shatner.
LeVar Burton, not? Did you?
Yeah, I named him first.
Okay. Yeah.
Reading Rainbow.
Take a look.
There
it's
you go.
In a book.
I knew he couldn't hold back.
I watched so
I was
going to
get him
Rainbow
on one
as
of
a
these.
Child. And I would, because I was so, well, I got so pumped when they would talk about a book that I read. Like, there was just some, like, weird, visceral thing. Like, I've read that book. Oh, my God. Right. But
it's
you
like
don't have
to
take
to
my word for it.
Tony Moore was announced this week, which, yeah. Of course, Tony Moore's been there for the past, like, 4 years. So
it was exciting.
But exciting nonetheless.
Did we get to talk to Tony Moore?
No, we didn't.
We didn't interview him, but we talked to him.
Yeah.
Did we ever
not on microphone.
Did we ever record it? I knew
we'll
that we talked to him.
We have spoken.
We've run into him at every con and spoken to him or someone who works for him every time, but I don't think we've ever locked down the...
This year, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen this time?
I've actually seen The Walking Dead now, so I'm going to...
Oh,
I'm gonna care a little.
You gotta read
one. I was excited about the 20th, anniversary.
Because that's what he actually. That's what he actually has something to do with.
I know, but
he probably
still,
really
I've
cares.
Been introduced to the concept a little bit more.
One that I'm excited about too. It's the 20th anniversary of Lady Death, so Brian Pulido is gonna be there.
Nice.
In Planet Comic Con. So he also drew probably Aaron's favorite comic series ever, Chucky. Yes, it was adapted to a graphic novel.
We got a little. Planning Comic Con in Kansas City, getting doing big things.
Meg,
why would that guy be there? I'm
doing
I'm gonna,
work,
like,
son.
Not walk by
I know,
that guy.
I like
booth.
It.
That's so scary.
Meg Turney from SourceFed Nerd. I don't know. Some more blog competition, I guess. And of course, Chloe Dykstra is going to be back.
Yeah, she was there last year.
Yes, and I think is my understanding they're going to do a Heroes of Cosplay season 2, and
nice.
I believe we're going to be Planet Comic Con is going to be featured again. So hometown convention in there as well. So that's exciting. Going through here, there's a lot of creative guests. Just the creative guests, they've just been pouring.
I hate to interrupt, but I love this sequence where they're talking about, well, it's your call. Yes, it is. Nurse, Erasure. And then they play this song by Erasure. And then everyone throughout the entire episode, it's like a virus, they sing it.
Baby, so back to Planet Comic Con. Keep Tyler on track here.
I hate this song.
Greg,
I do too, sir.
Greg
I
Smallwood do too. Is another creative guest, and he is actually local to the Kansas City area, and I'm excited because he was there. He came to here, to Manhattan, Kansas, at Hastings, and I have the autographed Dream Thief of him on the shelf, but he also did the RoboCop graphic novel.
Well, this would be a big year for him then, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about Dennis Hopeless. I've enjoyed the new reboot of Cable and X-Force. It's been pretty interesting.
Kevin Mellon's another good creative guest to be excited about.
No, that's what I mean. If you live within a couple hours of Kansas City, you got to come down. Because it is a very good time.
All right, let's look specifically at the media guests because there's just so many guests to even go. PlanetComicCon.com, of course, will be there. So will Chad Coleman from The Walking Dead, a.k.a. Tyrese. It's exciting. thought Aaron would be more excited about this.
One
that I'm really excited about. Lois Lane, Miss Margaret Kidder.
Margot Kidder is what you're trying to say there?
Margot, that's what I said.
Margaret Kidder.
But I messed up her last name too. Lee Majors. Planet Comic Con, that's right.
Nice.
Oh, and this one I was excited about because I ran across this the other night and didn't even realize they had announced him. Was John Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
From Cheers and the voices in Pixar.
And Made in America.
Like, yes. How is that guy there?
And then
the biggest deal ever.
I love John
Ratzenberger. For all our brown coat listeners, because I'm assuming anybody who listens to us would be a brown coat. Jewel State this year will be taking place. So we got Adam Baldwin on the interview last
year.
We'll grab Jewel State.
Many Kylie cosplayers there.
Because we don't see it at every other.
It's going to be a billion, though. It's going to
there's
be
so many
ever.
Of them. Every cosplay.
Everybody's going to be like, "Should I cosplay as?" Nope, I'm going as Kylie.
Should we just buy like a bunch of like strawberry stickers and sell them for like $1 a piece?
I'm just gonna print a paper with strawberry on there, so they have room for it to get signed and say, "Here, go take these."
There you go.
I want to see someone.
So our Planet Comic Con exclusive
every
is a picture
time
of the strawberry.
Like the brown like mechanic jumpsuit with like the colorful shirt underneath, and then like a lot of times they'll rock the parasol.
Right.
I want to see someone show up to Comic Con as Kaylee, but rocking the sparkly dress from Shindig.
Oh gosh,
I think that would be fantastic.
But everybody
couldn't get around to Comic Con.
I know,
in that
but it would
thing.
Be so awesome if someone like as a Captain Tight Pants to get have someone dressed up as Mal with the really tight outfit for Shindig. I like that episode.
First of all, you like every episode, which is acceptable. There's an episode
the train
you don't
job.
Like.
Eh.
That really
what yeah.
the yeah. train job's a great episode.
No. If I were to rank them all in order of like awesomeness, Train Job is probably last.
But that's like ranking Wes Anderson movies and saying, "Well, Bottle Rocket's
well,
my least favorite of his movies," but it doesn't
train
mean
Job
it's
was the
a
first
bad movie.
Right? I mean, that's what I was
going to
ask.
Because it was basically the second pilot written because they didn't think that people would understand the giant hour long, you know, one that starts with the end of the Rebellion War and stuff like
right.
that. I also am not a huge fan of what's the one where like their old war buddy. Sends him a letter to like deliver his body to.
Oh yeah,
That's probably a weaker. I don't want to say weaker, but it's the same thing as saying okay, yeah, that's not my favorite
right.
episode.
What we're arguing about
saying,
is
I don't
is
say
degrees
I,
there's,
of there's
awesomeness
no episodes
as opposed
of Firefly
to,
I don't
like.
I'm saying the train
good.
Job. And
that was
the
my
one,
whole point. If we go back and listen to this, I was saying you like every episode.
Although the one with the guy that they send back the best.
No, the one with
the
guy
the one
that does that one thing.
I'm saying the episode where the old war buddy who wants them sends them the message to deliver their body back home is the one episode that introduces Jane's cunning hat. So
yeah.
There is, it does have its
right.
It has its moment that he gets from his mom.
I would say more than
cunning,
moment.
Don't you think?
Well, we could say that if somebody's walking down the street wearing that, we'd know he's a man that's not afraid of anything. Something like that.
Right.
The man they call Jane.
I mean, that's a great episode.
Gosh. Well, he robs from the rich and he gave to the poor. I like that song.
He knows the whole song.
Yes.
I do know the whole song.
So impressive.
Well, at
stood
least
up
he's
to
not
the man and he gave him what for.
At least he's not singing a Scrub song.
I mean, I can.
Not right now.
Well, because there's none
so
on TV.
Just wait for it, right?
I mean, you wanted me to sing Laszlo Baines' I'm No Superman? Because I can.
Nope.
We can go out on that tune.
I mean, I was singing Erasure earlier.
I'm trying
I'm still kind of excited about Elephants on Parade.
Something to make me sweeter.
That's a really a horrible song.
But I know. Everyone hates it. That's the whole point of the episode. It's like a virus.
Exciting.
Can we just sit here and watch Scrubs?
No. No.
All right.
We're going to talk about stuff.
We're all going to breathe heavy into the mics and watch Scrubs.
Now that right there, that's quality podcasting.
That's,
quality. That's how you fill that dead air, champ.
That's how we win new audience members.
Can we tell everybody about Project Lex, or is that like a spoiler alert?
No,
definitely not a spoiler
alert. Yeah, judging that there's a whole Facebook group for it, that it happens in about 3 weeks, and that it's our background banner on our Facebook page right now that we're going to be there, I don't think there's going to be any spoilers.
Okay, well, let's talk
spoiler
about
alert.
That, that's a good
Project
idea.
Lex coming up in 3 weeks in L.A., by Adam J. Photography.
So
tell us all about it, Aaron.
Oh, wow. I don't know anything about it.
You were the one who wanted to tell everyone about it.
There's going to be a bunch of famous. Well, I just kind of want to talk about it because it involves me going to California. And I have that Mamas and the Papas song playing in my head like all the time when it's really cold outside. All
right, Iggy, if we could go to you for a less narcissistic take on Project Lust.
So
that's all I care about.
I think about 30 of us will be getting to get together in a warehouse for a cosplay shoot.
A big deal.
Yeah, actually, it's
going
to be a big deal. It's a huge deal. So some of the biggest names in cosplay, Superhero Photography by Adam J, doing the photo shoot, Bat in the Sun, who has the superhero beatdown videos that everybody seems to love because they're awesome.
For good reason. Yeah,
I was going to say it kind of sounded terrible. That's why I said because they're awesome.
Oh, no. That for inexplicably everyone seems to like. I don't get it, but man,
anyways, they'll be doing a video there. We'll also have, I think, some plenty of other stuff going on. So all costumes have been created just for this, so there's no costumes that any of these cosplayers have won before. Even though, for example, like Liz Katz has done Harley Quinn, we've shared her Harley Quinn on Project Nerd, but it'll be a new Harley Quinn. Yeah, it was one of my favorite ones too, because she kind of pushed the envelope with the suicide bathtub Harley Quinn.
Super good.
Okay, so you have a number of people there, but Michael Nightmage Wilson just posted on his Facebook account that he just tried on the cyborg suit up in Ohio, was getting built. The Lex Luthor armor is being sent from, gosh, I want to say it's like some place in Indonesia. Some guy who builds this stuff just sent it over to LA so it can get hand painted. Eve Beauregard's costume is being built in Australia where she's at.
It's a worldwide effort. I mean, that's what we're
true,
looking at.
True costume and props in the UK is building the Green Arrow and I can't even remember the Joker vest and all that stuff.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I was kind of.
Oh my god!
I don't even think they have a Green Arrow. I was like, hey, Adam, I have a red beard. If you let me keep the bow afterwards, if you need another model, Erin can do all the behind the scenes stuff herself. But anyways, leading into that, perfect segue. Tyler.
I didn't realize this until I was looking through the list after we stopped talking about it, that Grant Bowler is going to be at Planet Comic Con too.
Oh, he's not on the, is he on the guest page?
I don't know. I just found him a blog post for him.
Oh, see, he's on it. See, I switched over to the guest page and missed it.
For those who don't know, he's the lead in Defiance on Sci-Fi. He was also on True Blood. He was in Lost.
A couple other things,
He was Cooter, I think, in True Blood, the werewolf. Yeah. But he's the lead in Sci-Fi's Defiance, which I've enjoyed. I played the video game. It's fun. He's a cool guy. He's from New Zealand. He's legit.
I guess because we're not talking about Project Lex anymore.
Hey, every episode of Defiance, first season of Defiance is available on Sci-Fi's website right now because they just released a teaser. For free. Sci-Fi.com, S-Y-F-Y. For those of you who didn't know about
what happens if you
change.
Type in the sci-fi like SCIFI.com, will it take you to the right?
I honestly don't know
because I would assume since it used
they
to
still
be spelled correctly,
I would assume so. But right now, they have all of episode one of Defiance is available streaming for free because they just released a teaser for season two that's getting ready to start here in the near future. There's a lot of seasons shows getting ready to
House
start.
House of Cards season two.
More importantly, we're only 4 days away from the season premiere of Archer. So let's talk about that some more.
Right.
You watched the Danger Zone video?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic.
Yes.
So good.
With Krieger reenacting the Kenny Rogers, like,
yeah.
Music video and the shirt. Oh,
crazy
God.
Enough, sci-fi.com, SCIFI.com, takes you nowhere.
Oh, fair enough.
That's kind of weird.
I need to purchase that.
I'm sure somebody's camping
sure
on
they
it
still
already.
What is...
Somebody's camping on it already, or Apple just does not like sci-fi.com because the iPhone won't go there. But Archer.
You don't know, it's an
I know you're excited.
Page, so
that's why. That's why it's completely flash. Archer is exciting as well too. But you can't quickly dismiss House of Cards season two
be there
like
too.
That. Okay, quit looking at guest lists. We've moved.
She
on.
Illustrated Sandman. Some
I know.
Of Sandman.
I know. There's a couple of people who've worked with Neil Gaiman that's going to be there. Neil Gaiman.
Is it Neil Gaiman or is that just the British way?
British.
Well, that's how you say it when you're saying British. I was just going with proper pronunciation here.
It's if we were introducing, I feel like if I was going to introduce the band here and I'd be like, and Erin on the Plants vs. Zombies, everybody. The rounds of applause. And
good addition, Erin.
She'll throw in every
Plants,
second a while.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Every once in a while.
I don't know about, you know, you guys are like.
At least it wasn't a frick. Whatever that stuff is that she's doing when she some zombie eats the plant.
My zombie ate the plant.
No, okay, I'm going to say it again since nobody's jumping on board. Yeah, I'm
going
to say it. Season
House of Cards
2, House
back?
Of Cards.
Oh, way. Yeah,
I am excited. Have you still not watched season 1?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Okay.
Don't worry about
I was going to say.
Have you ever seen the British version of it, too?
Yeah,
I know. Okay. Yeah. The British version,
can I grab
if you will.
Can I grab you some more hipster frames for your glasses?
Hey, I was
at
House
enough.
Of Cards before it was cool, Iggy, okay. In America.
Anyways, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
I'm stoked. There's some information that turned out, too, for Netflix's new ongoing series, Sense8 from the Wachowski siblings.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The Wachowskis are doing a show?
Yes.
So I
got to
be
on
honest
Netflix,
with you.
Sense8,
awesome.
And it's a
Jupiter
sci-fi
ascending?
Series.
Jupiter Ascending?
Yes.
Jupiter Rising?
Jupiter
Ascending?
Ascending.
It looks just...
Don't say it.
Terrible,
no.
But in the most awesome way possible.
It's going to be good.
Like I feel like it's not going to be good, but it's going to be bad in a really, really epic way.
No.
How? How is it going to be terrible?
Have you watched the trailer
for it?
Speed
Racer or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just looks...
Speed Racer. First of all, Speed Racer was better than a lot of people give it credit for.
I'm not saying Speed Racer was bad. It was just...
Speed Racer was too much like the anime for mainstream audiences to really appreciate, because it was just like the animated series. Like it had every bit of it. I don't know. This looks awesome, and I'm really excited. I hope it gets enough attention so that way they can turn it into a trilogy like they want to. Because everybody knows they want another trilogy from the Wachowskis.
I think you'll be surprised.
See, you say everyone wants another trilogy from the Wachowskis. Don't get me wrong. I was there opening night in, what was it, 98?
Opening night for all three movies.
For Matrix, and it was a mind-blowing experience. Two of my really good friends, Mark and Jackson,
and
three of us sat
went
there
back the next afternoon
and watched it and was just thrilled. Then saw the second one in theaters, also saw it in IMAX, which was fantastic, and was like, okay, I mean, I get it was super fun. These scenes are fantastic. This freeway thing and this mansion, this is fantastic. And then I went and saw the third one.
Have you watched the honest trailer for the Matrix trilogy?
No, I
haven't. It's hilarious. It's in the Matrix, the movie that changed sci-fi and its sequels.
I mean, let's be honest, that's kind of what it is. I mean,
but I mean, they victims of their own success.
No, obviously, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Because I just remember, I mean, I always tell this story. I remember, like, the Matrix, the original Matrix, when I was a freshman in high school when that movie came out. Yeah, freshman in high school. And it was a game changer. I mean,
oh,
like,
very much so.
You can't over, you
this
can't.
This changes everything.
In a world. No, you can't overstate like the influence it had on modern cinema, specifically any cinema that any action or sci-fi based cinema. The problem is within a year, 9 months tops, everything that you saw, everything that was groundbreaking or cool about The Matrix showed up in another movie somewhere.
And everything else.
And I remember 2 years, I think it was maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years tops later.
The honest trailer references that.
No, I think I was probably a junior high school. Probably 2 years later, I was upset because my girlfriend at the time had not seen The Matrix. I'm like, oh my God, you have to watch it. Let's sit and watch The Matrix. It'd be fantastic. And I just remember how underwhelming it was for her after the way I'd built it up. And I realized that, like, if you didn't see it when it was new, it just seems like every other movie out there. But when it came out, like that opening sequence, she's got she jumps off the motorcycle into the wind that does, and then she jumps up into the kick and the camera pans the 360. Like, it was mind blowing. And the graphics, like when the helicopter slams inside the building and the ripples of the...
Your men are already dead.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And the bullet, all the bullet time stuff, you know, where he's dodging the bullet stuff, it was so amazing. And now you go back and watch it, it's just like, I mean, it still does it for me, but I can see where someone who, you know, who wasn't alive then or didn't...
No, you make a great point, because when we were at Best Buy the one time,
that
we
doesn't,
were talking
that,
to
but
Mike
to be
about
fair,
it.
That
we were
doesn't
talking about
make...
Mike and said, we said, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to see it, and you're like... Well, to be honest, you've probably already seen it in like 20 different movies afterwards, so it's not going to be as impressive.
That's what I was getting at in terms of the victims of their own success. Laura and I, my wife and I, were talking about this the other day about, you know, how a great movie changes all other movies. Like that is her definition, or a pretty big part of her definition of what a great movie is its impact that it has on everything else. The Matrix was so impactful that it really did change all those other movies that came after it. They all incorporated something or multiple things that The Matrix was doing directly into what they were doing as well. I mean, it was ridiculous, like you guys are saying, how much they're like, everybody was like, oh, well, we're going to do that too because that was really cool and everybody loved it. All right, well, awesome. But then when you try to go back and watch it or show to somebody who hasn't seen it, which I don't know who hasn't seen it that's our age.
There was some.
Yeah, but at the same time, even if, let's say, that they all came out, you know, one after the other after the other.
Right.
The second two are not as good as the first one. Like, I feel like they had an idea they executed it so well and then decided that they wanted to stretch it out. And the concept got a little thin, if I can say. Like, they played it out a little too much. You know, what is this? What is reality? Like, it just, by the last one, I was kind of burned out on the whole. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe that's my personal thing than me. But that third one, just, there was really nothing about that third movie that I... Like, there were some sequences in it that were cool. They also got bogged down in their own special effects. Like, the Neo versus 1000 Smiths thing was hard to watch because it was so CGI.
We're
going to
watch the Honest trailer after this podcast, by the way, because everything you mention is, like, referenced.
I haven't seen it, but I now I've
just
seen
it.
It's just, there's
we
just,
need to see it.
There's so, so much about it, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's too high of expectations, stuff like that. But I'm not saying, even if no other movies that did anything that they did came out, that first movie is fantastic. That second movie is okay. Second movie's not a bad movie. It's not a good movie. It's just a second movie. Like, it suffers from
the two towers, it's meant to be an arc from the first to the third. Yeah.
The third one is just not a satisfying conclusion. Nothing really happens in the third movie. You think about it, like, there is absolutely zero change in almost in any character from beginning to end of that. It's just a... They took what they built up at the end of, like, the little twist at the end of number two. They took that and then just spend the whole third movie taking that twist and bringing it to its, like, conclusion. It's all of everything about the movie, the third movie, is us getting to this big fight that we're going to have at the end. The end. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm on my high horse and I'm just making
the majority of moviegoers agree with you. I favor the trilogy a little bit more. When I look at it as a whole trilogy.
Now, if you want to talk about the Animatrix, I'll get all fanboyish about that.
Once again, Honest trailer. It's a bad enough when your video game and animated spinoff are better than your sequels. Is what but I love the trilogy
as a whole.
Apparently,
I should go work for Honest Trailer.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
The trilogy as a whole, I love. I could see that where the other ones don't stand alone. And it's funny, though, because the more I think about it and the more I get convinced by other people that they're not as good as what
I was just freaking out.
I
really was worried that I was, like, screwing up your, like, Ottoman thing here, and I realized it was just my shoes peeling off black duct tape, and now I feel
hey,
so much
don't
better.
Don't knock the duct tape.
I legitimately thought I was, like, destroying your furniture, and then I got look closer and realized it
I'm gonna
was,
bring this back around
off.
To Jupiter Ascending then, because so, we got so lost on the Matrix, and now we're
I'm
knocking
sorry,
on
like,
my
that
coffee
movie
table.
May be fantastic. It is not a good The trailer doesn't spin it as a great movie. It spins it as your average run-of-the-mill, overblown, special effects-laden summer blockbuster.
First of all, let's look at what Warner Brothers has done, though, with great movies like that. Watchmen, pitched completely as an action blockbuster. Cloud Atlas, pitched completely as an action blockbuster. Here we go again with them for a movie that they want to be like a deep sci-fi movie.
Give them
and what are we seeing the trailer as?
I'm going to give the Wachowski siblings the, like, benefit of the doubt. I'm telling you right now, though, if you didn't put their name at the front of that trailer and I watched it, I'd be like, that looks like garbage.
I can agree with that.
That is the definition of a skippable Netflix rental a year from now.
Right, yeah, because I showed it to Laura, and she goes, that looks all right. I'm like, oh, it's the Wachowski siblings. She goes, oh, well, we could probably go see that in the theater then. Like, almost the exact conversation we had.
Okay. Yeah, I might give it a rental. Right. Oh, wait, it's them?
Saying,
okay.
Am I saying, like, let's be honest. Am I going to go see the movie? Yeah, I'm going to go see the goddamn movie.
Yeah, that's happening.
That's not even a question.
No, the question is, at what time that Friday evening will we start exchanging texts to plan to go see
it? I'm tempering my expectations in a big way.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to go see it in at the Draft House because that's going to make it better.
Okay,
no
I'm with you.
No matter what happens, that's going to be a better experience.
I think we got a Project Nerd date going here. So,
date night at the Draft House, kids. Join us.
What day is this?
This summer.
About a year from now.
Six months.
6 months.
We got some time.
For my birthday. It's my birthday party.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can wear the tiara then, too.
The world just revolves around
me. She'll probably have the tiara
on
and tell them.
You get to go to California. You have a tiara on.
That's why we're not talking about
you're
Project Lex.
She gets
a little bit.
She gets to play video games while we're doing the podcast.
You are
In and Out Burger.
It's the Muppets.
You need to make that happen.
At what?
In and Out Burger, Del Taco, Jack in the Box. All of these things.
I'm not
going
to eat any of those things.
First of all, those are all like it's all Texas as well. We've been to them in Texas.
Well, I've never been to In and Out Burger.
Yes, you have in Texas. We went to In and Out Burger.
I'm not going to go.
But you got some time. You're fine.
Should I just eat a burger just because it's so good and spit it out?
Don't spit it out. You eat the burger because it's so good. Period.
Any sentence. Other upcoming movies this year that people are pumped about other than like the obviouses, you know,
well, we
Transcendence, Interstellar, Grand Budapest.
Transcendence looks just phenomenal.
I'm excited about Normal Guy Johnny Depp. We haven't seen that in a long time. I'm pumped about that.
Oh, because he's not some agency captain or like made up like 20 hours in makeup and stuff.
I was trying to think of the last time that happened.
Normal Guy, Johnny Depp.
And I just recently watched The Ninth Gate because, I think that movie's great.
Let me tell you, like, that Ninth Gate always brings up fun, because I went and saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
I was in Manhattan, but I was in high school time. I was in town for something specific and needed to kill time, so me and my friends went and saw it and just spent the whole weekend just making fun of it. Like, it was one of those movies where, like, there was nothing about that movie that was good. But I really, like, I want to go watch it again.
Oh,
like,
it's
there's
so good.
Something
yeah, no,
so, like, sucks you in and absorbs you. Nothing really happens.
No.
There's really no plot move. I mean, like, there's sort of some plot. Like, but there's just something about that way that movie is made, the way it's played, that's so absorbed. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Laura, give me a quick rundown of what this was. She came in, like, 30 minutes from the end, and I'm like, well, this guy, and he's got these books.
There's
and
a guy looking for some old books with some pages in them to put together. The devil's in there somewhere.
Right, yeah. It's,
some people
it,
wear
it's
some
a little
mask.
Convoluted,
it's so ridiculous. But
it's got 4 stars on my Netflix when I read
no, the
it.
No,
so
the last two movies I can remember that he was in that he played a somewhat could-have-been-a-real-person-in-real-life kind of character would have been The Rum Diaries, which was fun.
Right.
And then is it The Tourist? The one with him and Angelina Jolie. But that one was a little ridiculous. That one was really ridiculous. I'll say Rum Diaries.
When did that happen?
The Tourist?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How are you saying The Tourist right now?
The Tourist?
The Tourist.
The Tourist?
Okay, the Mini tourist. Driver.
All right. All right, British.
I just thought I'd give you a little crap. But what is The Tourist about? When did that come out?
You saw that movie.
What?
It's the one where he's like
with what's her name,
Angelina Jolie,
and Johnny Depp.
You say Angelina Jolie.
They're
like
both they're both kind of like, aren't they like undercover?
Well, he's not, but he gets sucked into the
That's
whole.
Right. We saw it. It was
like
kind of an
knew,
underwhelming movie, to be
the,
honest.
The man who knew too little but played more seriously.
Yeah.
It was an underwhelming movie. It was kind of like what the one that I was really excited about with Clive Owen and Julia Roberts. That just was kind of like,
oh, where they were both like the secret agents. Yeah. I can't remember the name of that one.
No. Duplicity. He was, I kind of liked it.
Duplicity.
Yeah,
you
he,
would.
He was the
was
British
good.
Spy. He was.
They did the
he
whole,
was the British spy.
My old lady.
No, they did the
great
whole,
episode
like,
of Scrubs. Just everyone's aware. That's
okay.
What's coming on.
Movie night with Project Nerd has not started yet. That's our next podcast routine. So then you can comment all you want on what we're watching. We actually should record
Cedar
an episode of that this week. It's not on Netflix. We have to pick something on Netflix so they can watch it with us.
Everybody just go buy Zebra Man 2 so we can do that one, please.
Let's watch Shotgun Wedding.
So my most anticipated movie of next year is easily Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm so excited
for that movie. I'm so excited.
God, this is a good episode.
Good gosh.
Tyler, over here.
Don't you remember this one? The kid? The
Scrubs.
Over here. No. Not only that, the cast, just the excitement. I love the fact, though, that something – We've had a number of comic books out there that are good comics that aren't like huge names like Spider-Man and Wolverine.
We've had those movies before,
but this is the first one I think that's just drawing this much attention that isn't a big name like.
Well, it's just because of what
superhero.
Marvel's done. Because the thing about it is people don't realize unless you were actually a comic book fan prior to Iron Man, the original Iron Man wasn't exactly what you would term in the public consciousness. A top tier superhero. Not a lot of people knew. Like you,
really?
You look at me like that. Like
really?
First of all, think about how long
He's
ago
the only
Iron
one
Man
that everybody
out.
Knows who the real person. Is.
Ozzy Osbourne
yeah.
made
for a
Iron
reason.
Man
not a
popular,
big deal.
No matter what you say. Like, Ozzy
yeah,
Osbourne.
How many kids today think that song you know has to do with the movie Iron Man? I wonder.
Oh, like came out for the movie?
Or, oh, you know, has some relationship with, you know, Iron Man, the comic book character.
This one right here, right. She obviously thinks so.
Just so, in case you're wondering, the Black Sabbath song Iron Man has absolutely nothing to do with the comic book character.
What? Whatever.
Children, when they hear it, because I had never seen an Iron Man movie when I was a small child. Because
there were no Iron Man movies.
Exactly.
Correct.
But when I heard the Iron Man song, everybody associated it.
There was one heck of an epic Thor movie, though, from 30 years ago.
Or Iggy.
Anyone who knew who Black Sabbath was?
Okay. Well, never mind. Just take that out.
Anyway, no, but he wasn't exactly like in the public, like not like a Spider-Man, a Batman, a Superman was in the public consciousness.
Okay.
If you went and showed a picture of Iron Man to someone, like, who's this?
Everybody's going to say it's Iron Man. See, I'm going to have to, I'm going to give you,
before the first
no,
movie.
Even
not
before
that,
the movie,
that
hold on.
Hold on,
I'm going to give you the argument before that movie that, yes, you couldn't compare him to, if somebody was to say, what would you expect a movie to come out to sell big, it wouldn't be Iron Man.
That's what I'm saying.
But if somebody was to hold a picture up to just random people, people know who Iron Man are.
I don't know, I don't think you appreciate
really?
How
I don't
not,
so.
You got, you,
I know.
We're not the right audience.
I know. We've been in this culture.
Book,
no. Correction. You mean we
geeks.
Are the right audience?
I mean,
no,
but that's my point. I was not that audience, and I knew who Iron Man was.
Says the person
prove,
who married a person with comics
the fact
on a shelf.
That people knew who Iron Man was, just as popular as. Well, okay. Let me give you an example of
be
who I knew when
that
I was a child.
Comparison.
When I was a child, I knew Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. And Iron Man.
So the DC Trinity. You didn't know Spider-Man?
And Spider-Man.
You didn't know X-Men?
Well, okay, that's different. That's a totally different thing.
No, it's not different, actually. You named DC people, and we're talking about Marvel people.
You had a very popular Saturday morning cartoons as Spider-Man. And Spider-Man had multiple iterations.
And then they had Iron Man cartoons, too. Are you forgetting about, wasn't that original series in the 80s, the Iron Man cartoons?
I don't think it was that old. I think we have a 10-year-old son or 9-year-old son.
Iron Man was not a... It was not as – I don't think he's as big a deal as in the public consciousness as you think he was until that movie came out.
Okay.
That movie came out a while ago, and it made a big deal. But now Marvel has built this franchise, and it does – like, legitimately, they could go and make a – what's her name? Squirrel Girl movie right now, and people would be buzzing about it because Marvel has made such –
They've built
okay.
some – they've,
but
got
even,
capital.
Something.
Even
they've
those
–
but
that's
even those
sure.
for those who can't see my hands right here, you'll get what I'm
they
saying.
They could make a
this.
Great Lakes
okay.
Avengers
I'm gonna
movie,
give
and people
you,
would get
I'm gonna
buzz
give
about
you,
it and show up.
I'm going to give you well, what Del Toro wants to make a Dark Avengers movie, so...
I would watch that.
I would let him do that. Thunderbolts?
So anyways, I'll give you, okay, Spider-Man, you know, the DC Trinity, even X-Men up here, Iron Man below them, but Guardians of the Galaxy when it comes
oh, no,
to
I'm
knowledge.
Not saying,
right,
oh, no, I'm not saying
you're
going to
drop
that at all.
Even further
I'm
lower.
Just saying that, like, they're able to... Like, the buzz around it has less to do with Guardians of the Galaxy and more to do with they've managed to take
I
things
am
that
Groot's.
No one cared about. And turn them into something like Thor. Even then, wasn't like who would have gone and seen a Thor movie prior to Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2,
Adventures in Babysitting?
Besides the people in this room, is what you mean?
That's not exactly what I'm saying.
And the people listening to this,
obviously. I'm giving you that, but I'm still saying my whole point was: is Guardians of the Galaxy is like you're looking at a
well,
whole
I'm just
like
the
third,
way you were
fourth
saying,
tier
like, I know,
in terms,
like this thing that no one knows about, but they're only able to do it.
I'm talking
they
like
took
to
things.
The style when people go, wait a second, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was a comic, or wait. Constantine was a comic. Like when
I
people do that,
so
that's
reading,
how people
right,
would
right.
react
I don't
to Guardians
what
of the Galaxy.
I was reading. I can't remember what I was reading. I may have just been on IMDb looking through things. Most depressing fact that I have come across in the last week kind of ruined my day. Last movie that Sean Connery appeared in, like on screen.
Well, he retired after League of Extraordinary Gentlemen,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah.
He hasn't been in a movie in 10 years. The last movie that Sean Connery was on the screen for was that the, you know, abortion that was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
It made
and
enough
it's
money.
It's legitimately the saddest thing that I've, like...
It made enough money to warrant a sequel, and he wouldn't come back for the sequel, and
good
they said they wouldn't do it without him, so that's why we haven't seen
well,
a
obviously.
Sequel. And... Alan Moore. Alan Moore
movie.
Is probably
fantastic
thanking him
casting,
right now.
Just a terrible, terrible
it was,
movie.
It was bad.
Well, that's the reason Alan Moore no longer wants his name on any properties. He's like, okay, From Hell was pushing it. This has gone over the line.
He's always been an angry misanthrope. About
I know, but he missed.
Anyway.
I mean, we won't even get into all that. The next two were a lot better interpretations of his work.
Well, yes.
But not as far as he's concerned.
I'm going to go, when we talk, let's go back to anticipated movies for next year, and I'm going to go back to a group of characters we've already brought up today. Muppets Most Wanted.
Woo!
That's my, I'd say, second most anticipated movie of the year. I'm pretty excited for that one. One I know Tyler is very excited for, which I am excited for, but he's giving me crap because it didn't make it to my top 10 list, would be the Winter Soldier, Captain America sequel.
Yeah. I'm the one who gives you crap for that, too.
Well,
dude, it's Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier.
Because you're wrong.
The storyline where we have the return of the Winter Soldier.
I know you
Bucky,
love the Bucky story.
After the death of Captain America, after the end of Civil War. It's so awesome.
We're not going to the end of Civil War, though, here. We're just bringing Bucky back as Winter Soldier.
I don't know if they're going to have him know who he is or not, because he uses in the comic books, he learns ahead of time because he uses the Cosmic Cube to do it. Winter Soldier's a really fun character.
Yep. It's going to be a good movie.
And they're bringing in the Falcon, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm also kind of excited, although cautiously, I want to say cautiously optimistic, but honestly, a little bit cautiously pessimistic about Spider-Man 2. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
It looks pretty good. I think we're overloading the villains,
though.
Second
UK trailer.
The second trailer was fantastic. The only issue is I don't want them. I wanted them to at least get one more good one out the gate before they fell prey to the Spider-Man 3 curse, where it's like, well, shit, I can't come up with any idea, so let's put as many villains in one movie as we can.
It seems like what we're getting close to.
And not be able to follow one single storyline.
And some emo dancing.
Because we're going to.
Sweet God.
Oh, my God. Raindrops. Oh my God! I just get so angry when I think about that. I have never been so angry in my life as I was when I walked out of the theater after Spider-Man 3. I was so just. I mean, Spider-Man's my guy. I have Spider-Man comics from when I was, you know. I makes me so angry. Anyway, your main villain is the Sandman, and then you give Venom this terrible 15-minute push off.
And they can't keep the masks on. Well, first of all, you got to care who plays him, because Topher Grace is not a Venom.
Whatever. No. Eddie Brock is Eddie Brock. It doesn't really matter.
I'm still not buying the Topher Grace, especially because you have to remove his mask so he can just sit there and dialogue with Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man maskless as well. Like, just keep the masks on for a little bit,
whatever.
Guys. Seriously.
And then your Sandman
Andrew Garfield knows how to keep his mask on.
You bring in Green Goblin /2, which was this weird amalgamation
who then,
between Green Goblin 2 /Hobgoblin / it's
who then
just
becomes
Harry
all,
without a mask on.
I'm so happy to help at the end.
I don't want to talk about it. I've never been so angry at a movie as I was at that movie.
And then Gwen Stacy is awkwardly introduced
after
the fact. Like
Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one for sure.
It's a movie, guys.
One
it
that obviously makes people very upset.
How come
Spider-Man
2 look at me like
is if not the, is one of the greatest superhero movies ever made.
Now,
and super
what?
and Spider-Man 3 is easily
that's
one
probably,
of the worst.
That's true.
Now, if we're gonna stick
tell
on,
tell me, I'm not saying that it is the best. I'm saying of every superhero movie ever made,
The Rocketeer.
Okay, Superman 2, number one, Rocketeer. Where is it? Where is the rocket? God, I love that movie.
All the Batmans are gonna win always.
No, they're the best superhero movies ever made. If I had to pick three.
The Rocketeer.
It's a mix up between
Superman 2,
Spider-Man 2, and The Dark Knight Returns. The Dark Knight. Sorry.
Dark Knight.
Are you freaking kidding me? First of all, okay, what was that movie that we watched, the Batman documentary that Project Nerd helped fund on Kickstarter?
Legend of the Knights. Thank you for that plug.
By the way, so Legend of the Knights, we just watched it. It's another movie that we actually recently watched. Documentary about how influential Batman has been. And the story about how that first Batman movie came to be. If we didn't have that, I mean, it's just brilliant.
I love Tim Burton's original Batman. I'm saying that if you talk about from beginning to end, production value, plot line, just well-crafted piece of cinema, it's...
How do you include Spider-Man?
If I turn my mic off, it cuts both of us because we're on that splitter.
I have such
but
a bad
my
taste.
Power's up here. I don't know, so it's weird. So I just cut my mic there, and you started talking. I'm sorry, we didn't catch your whole statement.
I'm saying if you take a movie, take it as a whole, as a work of like beginning, middle, and end, story being told, good characters, good character development, good plot, good pacing, good everything, you know, production quality, like everything about it. Like this is a good movie. It's Superman 2, Spider-Man 2, Dark Knight. And you can make an argument for some other ones to make it in, but there's, I mean,
The Rocketeer.
I'll probably give you that. I have
Tim Burton's Batman's
taste
not
in my
anywhere
mouth about Spider-Man 3 that I think that
Constantine.
It makes you want to
Spider-Man 3
when
is probably
the
worst superhero
movie.
Laugh
at me. I love me some
okay.
Hellblazer.
Spider-Man 3 is
like
the worst serious superhero movie ever made. Like, obviously there's things like Elektra and Catwoman out there that, you know,
they're not real. They're not really comic book movies.
But
yes.
Spider-Man 3,
that's why DC will
Spider-Man
never make a Justice League movie because they sold their soul with Catwoman.
I mean, oh God, it's just
it was really good.
Alfred Molina as Dr. Octopus.
Yeah,
is
he's
just
probably my
Dashboard
favorite villain.
He's so good.
He's so good.
I mean,
Aaron's got it right there. What sells it though is Dashboard Confessional on the soundtrack for the main song. I can still sing
really
that song.
Talking about Dashboard
Vindicated.
Special.
I am.
Yeah,
it's always
it
okay.
Good.
That's always okay in my book, Tyler.
Oh my God,
that song's a solid song. It was a good one.
No, I mean, I like Dashboard Confessional. I play it all the time for my lawn,
but
it cuts itself.
Oh,
but
dude.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, other anticipated comic book movie sequels this year. You got Sin City finally did sequel. 300's got its sequel. X-Men Days of Future Past.
I feel so great about that.
Days of Future Past, I'm excited
Days
about.
Of Future Pass.
Days of Future Past, I'm pumped about.
And I'm pumped for Sin City also.
I'm pumped
it's
for
a
Sin
Dame
City.
To kill.
I don't feel
a
so
Dame
good.
Go
I don't feel so good about the 300 one. I don't really.
No, and well, not only that, Frank Miller didn't write it till after
how do we feel
the movie.
About, how do we feel about the next, the new
Ninja Turtles?
Well, I don't want to talk about that, really. I was saying more the next installment in the new
Michael
iteration of
out.
Planet of the Apes.
You know, I was the first one was really good. This one's got Gary Oldman.
They
so
got
right
really
there.
Good people to be in this.
Well, Gary Oldman's
right.
in it. There you go. Like, it's a must-see now.
It was a must-see to begin with.
Also,
that's
really, really, really pumped really. About...
Grand Budapest Hotel?
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
Gojira.
Yeah, the
Ooh,
trailer,
yeah.
the teaser trailer looked really awesome for
they
it.
Find, and they made him look like
Godzilla's
supposed to look.
I'm just hoping we get a new Mystery Science Theater 3000 for the new Godzilla. That's kind of has to happen.
Godzilla.
Actually, we've still never gotten the Mystery Science Theater 3000 for the previous Godzilla. They could have added the Chihuahua to the theater. They could have done the whole works there. I'm telling you guys, pitching an idea
easy.
Here. Pitching an idea. Maybe we have another movie for our Project Nerd at the movies night.
Did they make a Riff Trax for it? I feel like they probably made a Riff Trax for it.
Possibly, I don't know.
I don't know. What
he's
else
looking.
Is...
He's looking.
No, I'm not actually looking that up. I'm looking up other movies that are coming
out. So we talked about Transcendence. Inclusion
of Hobbit.
But another sci-fi, Interstellar. Interstellar.
Yeah.
I went for the Stella. We got almost a year for that one, so.
I went with the Stella for the, which I still don't think Adam's ever seen that show. We've talked about it before.
What show?
Yeah.
Stella.
It's so
oh, yeah,
good.
No, I haven't done that.
With
how do we feel about RoboCop? I'm kind of excited about it. I'm kind of excited about it.
See,
I feel good.
No, like what you were saying about Jupiter Ascending earlier, RoboCop does it wrong. Like, I'm not excited about what they've got going on. Not even a little bit. Not even remotely. I don't know.
Really?
Like the better trailers are
I'm with them on this one.
What's the company called? But like,
OmniCorp.
Yeah, the OmniCorp. Like commercial trailers,
yeah.
Like those are better than the actual. Like
I don't know.
Here's what's happening
in
RoboCop.
I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but I really want to see it. I just like the like that.
Let's give them some rubber armor, paint it black, change the whole story.
I don't care. I'm just saying. They got good people. Jackie Earle Haley, Gary Oldman again.
That's
Michael
true.
Keaton.
That's true. He's
Joel Kinnaman.
Gary Oldman.
Samuel
L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Where's Aaron? Yo.
Abby Cornish. I'm just saying.
Oh, Abby Cornish is in it?
Yeah, she's like the wife.
Oh. Anyways, how about some love for the big budget biblical flicks coming back? This is like the first time since the 50s. We got some Noah with Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, and I can't believe I'm forgetting her name right now. The beautiful.
There's really only one reason.
Jennifer Connelly.
There's really only one reason I'm going to see that movie.
The beautiful. You really.
Yes, I did open that up with the beautiful Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, thank
she's
you.
She's quite pretty.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's quite pretty, but that just sounds stupid.
No, it's
the
Jennifer
beautiful.
Connelly.
As stupid as wearing that tiara all night?
or saying something negative
Tom
about
Hardy.
The Muppets.
That burn. Makes sense. Right
the beautiful.
There.
And then you have.
He's also quite.
Who's
pretty.
The big star for quite. Genesis? Who's playing Moses? I can't think off the top of my head.
I don't know. I mean, Noah, I'm going to go see just because I need to know what is the man that made Black Swan and Requiem for a Dream going to do to a Bible story.
Yeah.
I need that in my life. Otherwise, I have absolutely zero interest in seeing, you know, a Bible adaptation. But Darren Aronofsky, as it applies to the Old Testament, has got me in line for a ticket. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, he makes movies that hurt my soul. And telling a story of, you know,
the destruction of
basically
everyone on Earth.
In the world dying. That's got me definitely intrigued.
Is Natalie Portman in it?
I don't think so.
No?
I was just hoping.
We just named
for
some people. And
never mind.
I'm sorry,
she
Christian
was,
Bale.
As Black Swan, so.
You want to talk about Christian Bale's performance this year? He plays Moses in his big movie next year.
That's right.
In Exodus, directed by Ridley Scott. So not as dark of a director, so you might have a little bit more hope in that Bible story.
Well, that story's got a little more hope in it, actually.
At the end of Noah's Ark, we all turn out all right. We do okay in the end. And then you have
great scrub song, in case anyone's keeping track of it.
Yeah. And then you do have the Son of God, just a flat-out Easter release, like, Jesus story that's big budget. I think it's, I mean, the Passion.
Who's doing
that
one?
I don't know if there's any big director tied to it or anything, but it is the studio has money behind it and is putting the advertising. They feel like especially after how successful The Passion of Christ was, it's like you're gonna do all right with these now. The studios aren't shying away from
it. There's an audience for it. It's not the audience typically market your movies to, but there are people who are going to line up to go see it.
People will see that
movie. We will get our new Transformers movie this year as well in July.
Is that a reboot?
No,
so
it's.
I mean, it's the
it's
same
a second trilogy.
It's a second trilogy
starting.
In the
so
same
not a
world,
reboot.
But all new characters.
So the Transformers themselves will be aware of Sam Witwicky and all those characters, but there won't be any more of them. So
no more Shia LaBeouf.
No, Michael Wahlberg's going to be the main. He's going to be the military guy. That's
Mark Wahlberg.
Who did I say?
Michael.
I was confused. I was just going to go along with
Michael Bloomberg.
Stanley Tucci's in it too. So like, I mean, I'm interested. I don't.
That's always
I mean,
a win.
How many celebrities' names have we butchered tonight?
He's great in.
Well, how many of you butchered is what we're trying to say?
First of all,
Mr.
everybody here is messed up.
Angelina Jolie.
Everybody is messed up talking here. Just
I said
because
British. That's gonna last forever.
Just because I messed up the easier names doesn't make it.
While wearing a tiara, like it's not as funny if you're not wearing the tiara when you say it.
That's
this
true.
Is a very special tiara that
I
got to
be honest with
you.
I don't know. I think it's mainly just because I really, really, really like Emily Blunt, but I'm pumped about Edge of Tomorrow.
No, that looks the trailer.
The concept
looks really
for
good.
It is clever. I like. I mean, it's been done so many different times in so many different ways, but I want to see that movie.
It's a sci-fi Groundhog Day.
Well, I mean that trope. Nothing
wrong with that.
That's what. I said that with excitement.
Well, I mean,
say
that trope has been used in sci-fi literature for
yes,
ages
I know,
and ages,
but I'm just pitching it that way.
I'm excited about it.
All right.
I mean, they did it in the second Bill and Ted movie.
All right. Before we go any more crazy about exciting movies, obviously, this episode will be remembered for its excitement for 2014's movie releases, our convention tour, and butchering words. We're about out of time, so we're gonna have to call this a wraps. Yeah, I know. We've had so much excitement we didn't even realize we've ran the
out. One, but not. I mean, we have to
because
that needed to be split into two movies. Legitimately, that book is
money,
like
money, money, money.
What's that?
What? Oh, yeah.
Money. The second one into two.
Mockingjay? Yeah, it's two movies now.
Money, 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 money.
Damn right they do.
Like, drip, drip.
I'm waiting for them to turn that Divergent series into like 15 movies if that first one's successful, which it will be with that audience. Yeah. Because Divergent finds that like fine line between. I mean, I've read the first book, and they're not bad. They're well written, but it like the fan base for Divergent finds that fine line between I love the Hunger Games and I love Twilight, and kind of wedges right down the middle.
If they don't have the content to cover, it's like in The Hobbit, how Peter Jackson's like, okay, yes, they could totally make three movies out of that, but what happened is for the second movie of The Hobbit, yeah, it kind of sucked a little bit. You're like,
I enjoyed the second one significantly more than the first one. The first one had way more dead time in it, I thought.
Oh, my gosh.
Goblin Town went on forever.
All right, before Aaron starts picking more fights.
And ever.
So I know we're a few weeks in, but let's close this episode with our New Year's resolutions. They have to be geek-related. So anybody have any New Year's resolutions?
I made the plan. I finished my first one yesterday. I'm going to try to read at least one book a week. I'm going to read 52 books this year, at least. Minimum. I kind of got off it last year I tried to do it. I kind of got off track because I would read like two or three in one week and then not read for a month. So I finished my first one last night, which was Blood Song, first book in the Raven Shadow series by Anthony Ryan. Enjoyed it. The second one doesn't come out for another couple months, so I'm going to have to jump into something else. But I've got a lot of new books.
Can we get
52
book reviews from you this year?
I mean, let's not get crazy about this. But I am going may to
may get
I am
one.
Going to
we get one a month.
I've been using Goodreads.
Not even. We may get
I
one
got,
the whole
I
year.
I made a Goodreads account to try and track like my books when I start them, when I finish them, all that kind of stuff.
First of all, that's an
pizza,
awesome resolution. I'm going to give you that one. That's an awesome
read,
resolution.
I'm
going
to read 50.
No, only during the summer. Only during the summer does he get free pizzas for reading.
No free pizzas.
Do they have Book It anymore?
Yeah. No. Ryan's got. I still have pizza coupons laying around the house.
Book It was my favorite thing in the history of the world. I was already reading, and then they were like, "Oh, if you get to free pizza for this, oh my god, so."
Well, let's just eat that.
I love
that. All right, Adam. New Year's resolutions. Did you have
that
any?
Makes mine sound bad. I was going to do a book a month, but now that, I mean, that's, well, crap.
You're married. You're married. You know, yeah. book a
no,
week.
No, well, I mean, you need to, really. I need you to commit to starting and catching up to. It's not.
Tyler's like, don't worry, I'll make your resolution
this is
for
a,
you.
This, I'm just saying this will approximate out into about one a month. The new one comes out in May, which will be number 12.
Dresden Files?
What's that?
Dresden Files?
I want you to start and catch up with the Dresden Files by the end of the year.
Well, I got to finish.
So that way you can, like every other
so
series
that
that's going right now, you
so
can be depressed while you're waiting for
so
the next
talk
one.
About it.
All right, Aaron. I know we didn't really
my one
necessarily
person,
have any New Year's resolutions.
Files, like, moved away, so.
All right, Aaron.
I have one.
What is your
what
new,
is?
Yes, I want to know
where
what your
more
New
tiaras?
Year's resolution is.
Funny story. It doesn't have anything to do with tiaras.
Start liking the Muppets.
Surprising.
So why is
that
funny?
I like the Muppets. I am going to try and fill my life with fewer Peter Jackson movies.
Okay. The
so
longer
you're
they get.
Seeing the new Hobbit? When
you know
you're not going to see the conclusion
I don't
of
really,
it?
I don't really care.
You know, if she only watches, she can see the third one this year, because then if she's seen multiple Peter Jackson movies these past years, she can still get away and it'd be less. My New Year's resolution is to treat every day like it is Rex Manning Day, because that's how you should live life. So,
that's right. That's a good one.
I can agree with that.
Honestly, my New Year's resolution is to destroy another Empire Records soundtrack, because I just got my replacement and I think I need to make sure by the end of the year that it's worn out, ready for a new replacement. So we've lost Tyler to Scrubs. So on that note,
good scene.
On that note,
do Latina woman put out more, because I wasn't aware of that.
Season 3, the search. Or what is it? Season 3, the search for season 2.
I mean, you've subtitled. You've managed.
I can edit that, by the way. I can cut that.
You have enough hubris to subtitle our seasons, even though we've never really even had one, yet you can't remember the name of it.
And then I think we're going to name each episode like a Scrubs episode. We'll start it with my. So we'll say my most anticipated movies of 2014. Or should we say R?
Our.
O-U-R.
Our.
Correct pronouns.
Well, I don't need to include y'all in my descriptions.
Ouch.
First person plural possessive pronoun. I lost everybody.
Not the English teacher. She's on board.
No, I got you.
That was me. I just turned off
Tyler
my mic.
Should be the English
which
teacher.
Also, like,
after
you
yes.
turning off
what
your.
You just said there.
What's that? First person plural possessive pronoun?
Yeah, you should.
That's all right. We will be back next week, and then also look for some more Who's That Pokepod podcast.
Woo-hoo.
A couple big announcements with the podcast coming up here in January as well, so we'll be bringing on some more. And then, of course, we've mentioned a few times tonight already, movie night with Project Nerd. We are once a month going to sit down and just unedited, watch through a movie on Netflix, record our thoughts, us making fun of it, talking about memories of how it affected our childhood. And
possibly just quoting it.
And
nonstop.
If Tyler's here, that's what will happen.
Well,
so
it depends on what the movie
and
is.
If you
like
own Zebraman 2, please email us. Let us know so we can do that one, because I really want to do that one.
Well, it might be on Netflix.
If you don't email, if you don't own Zebraman 2, also email us. If you know are on the fence about it, email us. Just please like give us a sign that someone's actually listening out
this
there.
We got our signs last year, although like you said, since we haven't had an
I'm
episode
just saying,
since
showed
then,
up,
we
like,
might
we
have
had
lost.
A bit of a fan base. And then we.
All right.
Because of our sultry voices.
All right. Iggy
like
signing out
the
for the Nerdcast.
An eargasm, if you will.